Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 352, A Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah 9:2. Let that verse settle for just a moment. Don't rush past it. The people who walked in darkness, not who visited it, not who passed through it briefly, who walked in it. It was their daily reality. It was the ground under their feet, and Isaiah does not soften that. He looks straight at the darkness and calls it what it is, because God does not pretend the darkness isn't real. He faces it. And then he does something about it. He breaks into it. Not with a small flicker of hope. Not with a modest comfort. With a great light. That is how God answers the darkness of this world. Not with something measured or restrained, but with his own Son. The light of the world, who entered history in a manger in Bethlehem, and did not stop until the cross of Calvary, until the deepest place of deep darkness. Christ went there, willingly, for love. Think about this, a land of deep darkness. That is the language of total hopelessness, the place where no human way out exists. Have you been in a place like that? That corner of the soul where you cannot see the way forward anymore, where the darkness is not just around you, but inside you. Isaiah is saying that is exactly the place where God's light appears. Not after you have sorted everything out, not after you have made yourself worthy, before, right there. And notice the verb has shone. That is the language of dawn, something that broke in from outside. You did not produce this light. You did not earn it. It simply came upon you. The grace of Christmas is precisely that. God taking the initiative. God descending. God coming. Before you asked. Before you understood. Before you were ready. The light had already shone. And here is something that must be said carefully. Those who saw the great light did not keep walking as before. They could not. Christ's light exposes, yes, it exposes the corners we would rather keep in the dark. But it also warms. It also redirects. It does not leave a person where it found them. It does not shame you to destroy you. It illuminates you to transform you. And that is the difference between the light of God and the judgment of the world. So today, my friend, before breakfast, before the phone, before anything else, sit in silence for 2 minutes and in a low voice, almost a whisper, tell Jesus, one dark corner, just one, that place you have not shown anyone, and then give thanks. Because he has already come. The light has already shone. You do not need to light it yourself. You only need to open the door. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.